There were too many puzzles, too many complexities. Unable to fathom the mystery, I ended up scolding myself, convinced that I was making something out of nothing. This, then, was my conclusion. It was I who had not seen properly. The candle, I decided, must have been blown out by a sudden current of air. As for the carving, no doubt it had been there all along. I simply had not noticed it. Thus I forced myself to believe that I had acted the part of a foolish schoolgirl, too apt to make the worst of strange surroundings. And so I found a way to set aside my worries and fears. "There now," I said aloud. "The proof is this. Has anything bad really happened?" To this I was forced to say, "Discomfort? Well, yes. But ill-treatment? No, not really." Still, I wondered if I should inform Captain Jaggery. Had he not just asked me to tell him of anything untoward? Had I not agreed? Upon careful reflection, I decided to remain silent. If I were to go to the captain with such a tale, he would think me a sorry, troublesome child. That was the last thing I desired. Such thoughts led me to consider my most pleasant talk during tea with him. He had left me in quite a different frame of mind than Zachariah had. Captain Jaggery and Mr. Zachariah, such unlike men. And yet, quite suddenly, I was struck by the thought that each of them, in his own way, was courting me. Courting me! I could not help but smile. Well, no, not courting in the real sense, but surely courting me for friendship. What a queer notion! But I must confess, it filled me with smug pleasure. I resolved to stay on the good side of both men. No harm there, I told myself. Quite the contrary. It was the safest course. I would be everybody's friend, though, need I say, infinitely more partial to the captain. With my morning's adventures so resolved, I, for the first time since my arrival on the Seahawk, felt good. But I was hungry. After all, I still had not really eaten for several days. Neither Zachariah's hardtack nor the captain's biscuits had been very nourishing. Just the thought made my stomach growl. I decided to return to the cook and request a decent meal. But before I went, I had one more task to perform. At the moment it seemed trifling enough, though momentous it proved to be. I took up the dirk that had caused me so much anxiety and, since it had no sheath, wrapped it in one of my own handkerchiefs and placed it again in my pocket, determined to fling all into the ocean. At that fateful moment, however, I paused, recollecting that both Captain Jaggery and Zachariah had urged me to keep the weapon. What if each chanced to ask of it again? Here I reminded myself that a few moments before, when I'd been frightened, I had found a need of it, or at least I thought I'd needed it to defend myself. Finally, with the notion of pleasing both captain and cook, I returned the knife, still wrapped in my handkerchief, to its hiding place under my mattress. As far as I was concerned, it could stay there and be forgotten. Alas, such would not be the case.